17 butterfly species make their homes here in Hawaii, according to the Hawaii Butterfly Society. Did you ever know it existed? Let's find out a little bit more about the overall population of butterflies here in Hawaii and about how we can maybe coax more of them into our own gardens. Darlene Lou McNowell has pretty much stocked this whole butterfly conservatory with her own offspring. I mean, not her personal.
And this is what
offspring.
The caterpillars look like. Ooh. Last night I had a swallowtail borer. I was so excited.
Did you see that?
It's huge, isn't it?
It is.
Swallowtails are some of the largest butterflies in the world. This one's about 4 inches, yellow and black with scalloped edges. I know butterflies aren't endangered here.
I don't know. I don't see a whole lot. How about you?
No.
Yeah, but they come to my garden.
Where is your garden?
In Kapolei.
Really?
So when I'm working in the garden, they flutter in and out. They come and eat, and they play, and they mate.
What do they look like when they're mating?
They're attached to each other, tail to tail.
Really?
Yeah. They'll stay together for 8 hours, and they can fly stuck together.
Sideways or what?
The male is carrying the female.
Oh, I see. Really?
They actually lay eggs on the plants in this exhibit.
The butterfly exhibit here at Pearl Ridge contains nectar plants for food, host plants for breeding, about 100 butterflies, and little net tents with tiny celadon-colored pupae dangling all over like jade earrings.
They turn translucent. Then you can see the colors in their wings. You can see the orange and the black. It's starting to change.
Uh-huh.
And then they just emerge.
It's about 2 weeks as a caterpillar, 2 weeks in the chrysalis, then 3 to 4 weeks on the wing. But bulbos, wasps, and ants eat caterpillars. Parasitic flies plant their grubs inside them. Lou McDowell says only about 2% of caterpillars ever make it. So
the key is finding the baby caterpillars and putting them in the nursery. And then when they're born, then we release them. And I tell you that they come back.
To your house?
Yes. And they eat, and they lay eggs. I gather the caterpillars, and then we start all over again.
You do this every year?
No, this is year-round, every day.
For your butterfly garden, plant nectar plants like kalankoi, penta, and salvia to attract the butterflies. Then, since each species of butterfly has its preferred host, cultivate the host plant of the butterfly you want. For monarch butterflies, that would be crown flower. But Lepidopterist Will Haynes hopes you'll plant for the Kamehameha butterfly.
Yeah, this is probably the most beautiful, iconic insect that we have in Hawaii. That's the reason it was chosen as our state insect.
Blazing red with jet black markings, the Kamehameha is smaller than the monarch, which it resembles. There's one other native butterfly, the Hawaiian blue, and no one knows exactly how they got here, by the way.
Those butterflies are not doing as well as we'd like them to do. They've been declining over the years. We're hoping that if people start planting the host plant of the Kamehameha butterfly, which is Mamaki, these butterflies will start moving back into some of the more residential areas.
Mamaki, a fairly hardy native Hawaiian plant, also makes a tasty traditional tea. In mainly windward or wetter areas, you may sight a Kamehameha butterfly. If you can, take a picture for the UH mapping project.
Hopefully, you'll find a new population of these butterflies.
Or maybe you can coax them into your garden. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.